Basically, if you think through where we were versus where we are now, where we were, we had all these different email servers with a piece of the picture. Each individual email server had a little piece of the picture. Each individual network sensor had a piece of the picture. What we have now is enterprise email pulls together a much larger piece of the picture of what's going on from an email attack perspective. And obviously, I think everybody knows, email is a key entry technique to get malicious code into a network, whether it's a DoD network or commercial network or whatever. So the thread that we're able to pull is when you bring malware into the network through email, we have robust capability to defend, signatures in place to quarantine, all those kinds of things are there today. Not 100% effective, but very effective. But what we're able to do is by seeing the pattern of those attempts to get malware into the network, and then also looking at the network activity to see what's happening from the devices that were targeted from that malware, we're able to pull together a better picture of the whole attack technique. So, as an example, if I'm trying to attack you, what I'm going to try to do is get a footprint into your computer. That's interesting, but unless I'm trying to just break your computer, it doesn't get me very far. And breaking computers isn't really the key threat. It's a threat, but not necessarily the only threat. So if I get malware onto your computer, what I really want to do is communicate with it to establish a command and control channel so I can manipulate your computer over time. And what we're able to do now, because we have all of the network data, there's no activity on the DoD network that we don't see. We have a large segment of the email data. We have all web data at a very detailed level. So we can pull all that together and see where a threat came in, how it tried to establish a command and control channel, and then we can decide what we want to do about that. Do we want to break it? Do we want to stop it in its tracks? Do we want to monitor it? What do we want to do about that threat? So by having a much more robust set of the attack detection data, we're able to see attacks that would have been essentially undetected if you just had little pieces of that picture scattered around the DoD workforce, the DoD cyber workforce.
And is this the first significant example you can think of having stopped an attack by virtue of having enterprise email in place, or is it the latest in a series?
Oh, definitely just the latest in a series. And it's just trying to get to a more sophisticated example versus, you know, email. We stop email attacks every single second of every day. This is one that I wanted to use that as an example because it highlighted the interaction between email and the other enterprise capabilities that DISA has already in place.
And if we were still in an enclave environment like the Army used to have, it still has in to a certain extent, would we even know about threats like that? Or
we would know about the email entry, but knowing about the rest of the attack scenario would be much more difficult to understand. Not that we can't do that, it's just pulling that whole picture together is much, much more difficult.
So I think everybody thinks of email as the main malware vector, but from your perspective, does it teach us anything about the security benefits of other enterprise services besides email?
Yeah, because I think the same logic applies whether it's email, SharePoint, or across the board. Having that picture is something that will give us much better capabilities over time. Without going through the entire story, Admiral Simpson, our Vice Director, has a very good analogy to the Navy's operations in World War II, where they moved from a very decentralized, distributed approach to having ships cross the sea to corridors that they were able to defend very precisely. And the advantages that the Navy found as they shifted their approach back in World War II. It's a very similar thing to what we're talking about now. As we move to enterprise services, we can defend those like crazy and put all of our concentrated effort and capabilities against those core enterprise services.